Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation, despite the fact that the latest George Will column says we're headed in a downward spiral and worse is still to come. He actually says the worst that's still to come. It does bring good news eventually, but the question would be when? And when will there be good news on an issue that, honest to goodness, has only become a critical public issue in the last, oh, I would say 15 years. I was about to say 10 years, but it's probably 15 years. I'm talking about the issue of homelessness and the complete failure. Do you remember the Obama administration came into power in January of 2009? With a promise to end homelessness in 10 years? How'd that go? It didn't. Look at our cities. Look at what is going on. And right now we have a major American city. We're going to be talking to a reporter from San Francisco who has exposed this story. The city of San Francisco is providing luxury hotel suites for homeless people, together with three meals a day and personal items and free booze. Yeah, isn't that great? In famous hotels like the Intercontinental and the Mark Hopkins. Can you believe it? We were talking a couple of weeks ago about this Hotels for the Homeless program in Los Angeles, which is crazy enough. But hotels are even more expensive in San Francisco, and it's even more insane. And the evidence that this is helping the homeless in any way is non-existent. 1-800-955-1776. Look, it's not only crazy West Coast cities, L.A., San Francisco, Seattle. It's kind of Minneapolis, too. And this is one of those things where I was actually kind of pleased to see this news. It's terrible that Minneapolis has suffered horrible riots following the death of George Floyd. But what's particularly sickening now is they have the largest homeless encampment in the country in a Minneapolis park. Do you know why? Because I think the Minneapolis City Council is engaged right now in a ferocious competition to be the worst city council in the country. They're running neck and neck with Seattle, which is horrible. But in Minneapolis City Council, they're the ones who voted, and it's an overwhelming majority. They voted 9-2. They want to eliminate the police department entirely. And along with that, they passed a resolution recently saying that if you are a homeless person, you can camp anywhere you want. And so they now have an encampment. It's just unbelievable. You see the pictures. I'm sure the reality is even worse because it has a smell to it. But they have more than 500 tents in one of the city parks. In Minneapolis, this is from NPR, not conservative news. In Minneapolis, a growing crisis, once largely in the shadows, has exploded into view. Hundreds of homeless people have set up tents in dozens of city parks. And by the way, they're beautiful city parks in Minneapolis, too. That is after the elected officials there made the rare move of legalizing camping. That was smart. This could be coming to a city near you. Listen to the way NPR reports this story and what's going on at these lovely homeless encampments. Listen.
In Minneapolis, a growing crisis, once largely in the shadows, has exploded into view. Hundreds of homeless people have set up tents in dozens of city parks. That is after elected officials there made the rare move of legalizing camping. In the last month, one encampment has become one of the nation's biggest, with more than 500 tents.
For many people, the camp is not safe. Police say two girls and a woman have been sexually assaulted. Angelina Roslick lives across the street and is exasperated by the encampment over a late-night soundscape of illegal fireworks. The 40-year-old says cars come and go at all hours on her dead-end street, bringing drug dealers and people looking to pay for sex.
It feels like something really bad is about to happen every second of the day, and you don't know what it is. And so every explosion, whether it's a firework or a gunshot or someone screaming or whatever, you just... I feel chest pain constantly now.
I feel her pain. Can you imagine? This relates to the horrible crime stories we talked about earlier in this show in Bothell, Washington, and in Shoreline, Washington, both involving homeless people. 500 homeless people in an encampment in the city park. You know, city parks are so lovely, especially at a time like this when you're supposed to be getting out of doors. You think people are doing a good job with social distancing, do you, while they're doing their drug deals and their sex for money deals in homeless encampments? By the way, this is not a good public health strategy. Sex for money in homeless encampments is probably not a great strategy for longevity. The NPR report from Minnesota Public Radio continues. Listen.
David Hewitt, who leads Hennepin County's Office to End Homelessness, says the immediate plan is to send social workers to the homeless, one tent at a time, and try to get them to move into shelters, then permanent homes. But he says COVID-19 has already pushed the system to its limits.
The capacity of our provider community and ourselves to stand up huge new programs is extremely constrained.
Eric Tarz at the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty says encampments have grown exponentially across the country since the last recession. He fears the fallout after temporary eviction bans end.
If you think, you know, the 500 tents in one park is bad now, you know, I think we have something much, much worse on the near horizon.
Tarz says he's hopeful that these highly visible signs of the homelessness crisis will spur policymakers at all levels to work to address what he says is the root of the problem, the widening gap between the money people earn and the rent needed for a place to live.
Okay, can I suggest that this is one of the biggest and most foolish assumptions, and you hear it again and again and again? This is just a lack of money. That's the problem for homeless people. Problem for homeless people is mental illness and substance abuse, overwhelmingly. By the way, there were some neighbors in New York City who were kind of surprised to hear that the wonderful de Blasio administration found hotel rooms in 139 city hotels that are now being used as homeless shelters. This is from an ABC affiliate in New York. Listen.
As coronavirus swept through New York City this spring, City Hall has been sending thousands of homeless people from crowded shelters to hotels where they can practice social distancing in their own room. It is a proactive move to stop the spread, but as Eyewitness News reporter Derek Waller shows us, it also came as a surprise to the neighbors of those newly converted hotels.
I watched the drug deals go down on the corner, and then they come back to the hotel.
Crystal Bird won't leave her Hell's Kitchen apartment without this bottle of mace. That's after the Washington Jefferson Hotel, which shares the same 51st Street address, converted to a homeless shelter for single men.
All of a sudden, I walk downstairs one day, there's busloads of men getting off the bus, coming into the hotel with bags of clothes.
Clear bags like these coming out of the Skyline Hotel on 10th Avenue. An employee ushered everyone inside when they saw our camera. The homeless tenants confirm it too is a shelter. And tenants say so is this Holiday Inn Express on 48th Street, the Travel Inn on 42nd, and the Cachet Boutique Hotel across the street with rooms that once rented for $300 a night. Tenants like Reginald Barham have to pass through a metal detector.
We're not accepted here. The people and the shelter makes it even better being over here, because they hang out on the corner smoking K2, smoking marijuana.
It's part of a Department of Homeless Services plan to protect the city's most vulnerable and promote social distancing.
A wonderful plan. 139 hotels. If you're booking a hotel sometime soon in New York or San Francisco, we are going to want to hear our guest from San Francisco, Erica Sandberg, who has blown the whistle on this free booze program for homeless hotel residents in Frisco. We'll talk about it coming up. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's a terrific deal that's available to you right now in the city of San Francisco. You can not only get a private one-bedroom, beautiful room in one of the city's most elegant hotels, but you can also get free personal grooming, sanitary and cleaning supplies, 3 delivered meals a day, and laundry service for clothes and linens. And here's the best part. The city of San Francisco also encourages free alcohol, cigarettes, and cannabis. Well, what do you have to do to get this kind of sweet deal in San Francisco? We are very pleased to speak to Erica Sandberg, who broke this story. She's from KRON-TV in San Francisco. She wrote a powerful piece in City Journal, which is fast becoming one of my favorite magazines. Okay, so Erica, how do you get this sweetheart deal?
Hi. Well, thank you for having me on. Well, you have to be homeless. Let's see, any other qualifications? No.
But you can keep using the free booze. And what was amazing to me is that the funding is for the public treasury. They provided $3,795.98 to buy vodka and beer.
That was a very interesting fact that kind of came about, which was we learned that the city of San Francisco, actually, Department of Public Health, had been supplying people who are placed in the hotels with alcohol and cigarettes, and were helping the people purchase their medical cannabis or recreational cannabis, didn't really matter, but their cannabis products. The money, it's also muddled, but so the money was going toward the alcohol and vodka and beer and cigarettes. And for some reason, that's like one of the things that really had me going. It's like, cigarettes? How do you justify that? Or any of it?
How do you justify any of it? Okay, first of all, let me be specific for people who haven't read your article yet. I hope they will. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. But the Mark Hopkins Hotel, I've actually had the privilege of staying at that hotel. It's an elegant, very expensive hotel. It's historic. It's at the top of Knob Hill, which is where the little cable cars go up to the stars. It's a beautiful location. How is it that you have down-and-outers, drug addicts and people who are deeply mentally ill and criminal backgrounds in many cases, how is it that they get to stay at the Mark Hopkins Hotel?
Yeah, so what happened was is that there was great pressure to take people from the street and put them somewhere. Now, I've already got issues about that. You know, people aren't animals. We're not objects. We don't put people places. You have free will. But nonetheless, so the city was moving people into hotels during this time. And actually what happened was is that they used this as an opportunity because they loved the idea of taking over. And when I say they, I'm talking about the Board of Supervisors, Department of Public Health, the Homeless Coalition, you name it. They wanted to take over the hotels and the motels and claim them as homeless shelters, as permanent homeless shelters. So this was their way. They saw an opportunity and they said, we're doing it. And so at first it did start with this, the lower end. But then they thought, let's just really go for the high end. They tried for the Hilton. I'm not sure where they are with the Hilton right now, but yes, the Mark Hopkins is one of these hotels, which is exquisite. It is historic. It's got the top of the mark. It's where our servicemen and servicewomen met their loved ones on the night before they left to go to fight for World War II. It is an extremely important hotel in the city, and now it's being occupied by what the city is calling frontline workers, when in reality, they were people basically right off the street who've got extreme mental illness issues and addiction issues, and they're being called frontline workers so they can get them into the hotel, and it is sheer mayhem.
Okay, so it's sheer mayhem. I take it if you had a friend visiting you in San Francisco, you wouldn't recommend staying at the Mark Hopkins Hotel. If not, why not?
I'm absolutely livid. Absolutely not. This hotel is now off limits. They are going to have to, if they do open up this hotel again, which would be heartbreaking if they didn't, but they're going to have to do an inside demolition because I've seen the photo. I know what happens inside there, and it is nothing that, it is beyond the pale. I wouldn't stay there. Absolutely not.
People using hallways as bathrooms, shooting up, dead bodies, criminal assaults, yes. All of that, right?
All the above. The above.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, so, my inside source, you go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, we were talking before you got on the air about this new program in Minneapolis where they have now made it legal, perfectly legal, to camp anywhere in a city park. So they have this one city park with 500 tents already and more to come. Do you think that's a good idea?
No, of course not. No reasonable person would say that's a sound idea because it's not addressing the problem. Our officials are completely ignoring the root of this issue and pretending it's some sort of income inequality issue or affordable housing. None of it is true. It comes straight down to two things, drugs and mental illness, which unfortunately are often intertwined.
I don't think there's any question about that. And anybody who has actually walked through a homeless encampment, and I've done that in Seattle where I live, and it's unspeakable. And the point is, how do liberals justify, Erica Sandberg, the idea that it's compassionate to make it easier for people to continue living this self-destructive life?
Well, I think it's convenient. People tend to take the easy way out, no matter who we are. We want the easy solution. We want it to be kind of out of the way, right? We don't want to see it, right? So this made sense because you get to not see the problem, right? So, but unfortunately, it's going to backfire because more and more people take their place as people are placed in hotels or sequestered into these tent camps and this type of thing. So there is no solution. But regarding the whole liberal issue, I'm going to have to say I've had more liberals come to me, and I'm independent. I've got liberal issues, perspectives, and conservative ones. I really don't care. But I've had more liberals come to me and say, I'm sick of this. I hate this. I don't want this. So the leaders of our cities who are coming to these decisions and doing what they're doing, they're going to lose. They will lose. They are losing their base.
Boy, I hope that's true. So you don't think that defunding the police will solve everything? I know she doesn't. Erica Sandberg from KRON-TV in San Francisco. Her piece in City Journal posted on our website. Coming up, we speak to another journalist who has exposed another horrific story. It also happens to be from San Francisco. A art curator, legendary, 20 years in his post, has been fired because he says he won't stop placing the work of white male artists. We'll get to that coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The U.S., U.K., and Canada are accusing Russia of trying to steal information from researchers developing a COVID-19 vaccine. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says there could be problems.
If it screws up vaccine development, I mean, this could affect millions and millions of people. And yet no one has confidence that the White House will take this seriously and push back on Russia.
Kaine, speaking there on MSNBC, he also did not provide any specifics as to the administration not taking it seriously. The number of people filing new jobless claims was 1.3 million last week. That's according to the Labor Department, which marks the 17th straight week that the claims have exceeded 1 million. Nearly 32 million American workers are now receiving jobless benefits, largely due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Another headline about another West Coast city. Tear gas deployed as federal officers disperse protesters overnight in downtown Portland. There's a deputy secretary of Homeland Security who declares the city of Portland is under siege. Under siege. And then there's more of an ongoing riot. What got me about Portland was not only are they having these confrontations every night, thank God in Seattle at least the CHOP adventure, if you can call it that, is over. But in Portland it's ongoing. And there was a beautiful sculpture in Portland, used to be, been there for 125 years, of an elk, which was blown up, it was burned and trashed, and it's now been moved by, quote, protesters. And one of the things that is a profound media lie, and you hear it again and again and again, these are mostly peaceful protests. At this point, they're not. They're not. There were a group of people who got arrested last night for coming to the home of the attorney general in Kentucky. And they came to the home of the attorney general demanding, quote, justice for Breonna Taylor. And they're in the midst of investigations, and the police officers involved have been suspended. And there were 76 people who were arrested, almost all of them white. And that's one of the characteristics of a lot of these particular demonstrations or riots or civil unrest. And an African-American police officer in Portland named Jakari Johnson spoke with the media about the nature of these so-called peaceful demonstrations. Listen.
It says something when you're at a Black Lives Matter protest. You have more minorities on the police side than you have in a violent crowd. And you have white people screaming at black officers. You have the biggest nose I've ever seen.
What was it like in that capacity in the first few weeks when the fence was up around the Justice Center?
I got to see folks that really do want change like the rest of us, that have been impacted by racism. And then I got to see those people get faded out by people that have no idea what racism is all about, never experienced racism, that don't even know that the tactics that they are using are the same tactics that were used against my people. And they don't even know they don't even know the history. They don't know what they're saying. Coming from someone who graduated from PSU with a history degree, it's actually frightening. You know, they say if you don't know your history, you repeat it, and watching people do that to other people.
As Pram brilliantly said, PSU, of course, Portland State University. He then talks about an experience. This is Officer Jakari Johnson of the Portland Police Department. He speaks about an experience he had on duty at one of the demonstrations. Listen.
A lot of times, someone of color, black, Hispanic, Asian, come up to the fence and directly want to talk to me. Hey, what do you think about George Floyd? What do you think about what happened about this? I go up to the fence, someone white comes up, F the police, don't talk to him. That was the most bizarre thing, because I could see it coming. I even had a young African-American girl tell me, why is it you guys aren't talking to us? I said, honestly, this is now the 23rd day of doing it. Every time I try to have a conversation with someone that looks like me, someone white comes up and blocks them and tells them not to talk. And then right when I said that, this white girl popped right in front of her. She said, he just said that was going to happen. I said, straight up. I said, you know, I've been called the N-word. She's been called the N-word. Why are you talking to me this way? Why do you feel that she can't speak for herself to me? Why is it that you feel you need to speak for her when we're having a conversation?
Okay, that is profound and incredibly smart. And good for him. And speaking about profound and smart, there are also black leaders who spoke out, this in Washington, D.C. And remember, in Washington, D.C., they are about to take down the statue of Abraham Lincoln because there's a slave who is rising below him. It's the Emancipation Memorial that was originally dedicated by Frederick Douglass in 1876, for goodness sake. And a number of black leaders came out for an event in front of the statue. This is clip 12A. Listen to what they had to say.
We believe in the energy that is in our most hard-hit zip codes. We believe in the potential of each and every American. We believe that we are United States. We do not believe that America is so systemically racist that we should divide ourselves now and start having discussions with domestic terrorists about which statues stand and which statues fall. Now, D.C. delegate Eleanor Norton Holmes is pushing to remove this emancipation statue from the Lincoln Park because she says that the statue fails to note in any way how enslaved African Americans pushed to their own emancipation. But this memorial depicts that exact reality. It depicts a courageous Alexander who risked his life to be free. And it depicts a courageous Lincoln who paid for his convictions with his life.
And by the way, that is absolutely true. One of the things, and you can read it in my book, The American Miracle. John Wilkes Booth heard a speech that President Lincoln delivered from the White House balcony just a few days before Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth. And what he said And he told a friend at the time, now I'm determined I'm going to kill him, is when Lincoln said that black people should have the right to vote, especially those black people who had fought for the Union Army heroically. Another demonstrator in front of the Lincoln Memorial, the Emancipation Memorial in D.C., said this.
The condition of our beautiful pigmentation doesn't change the circumstances of our equality. We are all created equal, black, white, and every hue in between. Douglass understood this so deeply. That's why the tagline of his North Star newspaper declared this, quote, right is of no sex, truth is of no color, God is the father of us all, and we are all brethren. Amen? Apparently it's now racist to say that we are one human race. So I guess you have to just call me racist. It's amazing how words no longer have meaning anymore.
And these people, all African American, a third perspective, a historical perspective. Listen.
They're trying their best to divide us by our differences. We're going to be united by our commonality. We have fought. 360,000 white men went south to fight their brothers and died for free strangers. Are you kidding me? What else do we need to do now? We owe it to them. We owe it to them to stand on the ground they're buried on and rebuild our nation together. How dare us allow these criminal-minded people come and tear us apart? Around here, we get along because we are Americans. I'm not a black American. You're not a white American. We are Americans.
Yes.
There is no white privilege. There's an American privilege. If you do the work, you get the reward.
Now, do you expect to see this particular rally on behalf of common sense, decency, patriotism? Do you expect to see that leading the news broadcast anytime soon? Well, it should. I mean, especially at a time when the Portland Oregon reports federal officers again dispersed protesters gathered overnight in downtown Portland, deploying tear gas and less lethal munitions. Demonstrators have also moved to establish an encampment in a park across the street from the federal courthouse. The developments come as nightly Black Lives Matter protests continued in Portland for the seventh straight week. What a living hell. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show.
You can't handle
the Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago, and we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, yes, black lives absolutely matter, but not just black lives that are well publicized when there is police brutality and when there's police criminality that needs attention. Those are horrible cases. They're rare, thank God, and far more common are other sorts of brutality that appear to be of very little concern to the people who are banging on this issue and banging on this issue and banging on this issue utterly constantly. For instance, listen to Bill de Blasio. He was speaking at a Black Lives Matter event in downtown New York City. He's the mayor of New York, of course, for a few months longer. He was celebrating that New York jails are at record lows. Isn't that terrific? More prisoners on the streets. Listen to Bill de Blasio.
We now have fewer people in our jails than any time since World War II. And we are safer for it and better for it.
Okay, where is the evidence that they're safer for it? The evidence of all of these attacks on everybody, and usually they are victims of color in New York City, that the attacks have gone up, the murder rate has gone up, the violence rate has gone up. In other words, great, you've let a lot of criminals out onto the street, and guess what? What happens with that is an increase of crime, which is becoming an issue, and it's a tragic issue in America because it's throwing away 30 years of progress. And it really is 30 years of progress. It's real. This is unbelievable. And, of course, he's saying this, that releasing these criminals makes us so much safer, because that's a way to help justify the fact that they want to cut the police budget in New York by $1 billion. Make people safer, will it? Maybe people should speak a little bit to Charmaine Turner. She was a mother of a little girl named Securia Turner. And this has gotten so little attention, and it's so heartbreaking. Remember when Rayshard Brooks was asleep in a checkout line at a Wendy's in his car, and they called people they called the police to try to speak to him to get him to move his car. And then they spoke to him, and he took a breathalyzer test, and he failed, and he was obviously drunk or stoned or somehow impaired. And they were preparing to arrest him, and at that point he started fighting with police and ran away. He took a gun, a taser gun, he shot it toward the police shot it toward him. He died. Okay, here's how this connects with the 18-year-old little girl. What happened is a bunch of thugs, and they are thugs, because they're armed. You don't display armaments when you are trying to seize territory. They were trying to follow the example of CHOP in Seattle, where they set up barriers and they say this site of where this Wendy's, which was burned down after the Rayshard Brooks death, the site of the Wendy's was burned down. They had barriers around it that they had installed that were illegal. And there was a black family with the 8-year-old girl with the mother, Charmaine Turner, that tried to make a U-turn going beyond the barrier. And one of the thugs, who, by the way, has now been arrested, at least a suspect has been arrested, fired shots at the car for the temerity of coming in. And this is a heartbreaking black-on-black crime. Listen to the way it's covered, the funeral of Securia Turner by WXIA-TV in Atlanta. Listen.
Inside New Calvary Mission Baptist Church, family and friends of 8-year-old Securia Turner filled the pews and remembered a young life lost. Sequoria's mother and brothers gathered enough strength to read a poem in her honor.
They say there's a reason. They say that time will heal. But neither time nor reason will change the way I feel. No one knows my heartache.
And Pastor Gregory Sutton simply asked the church to support Sequoria's family during an unimaginable struggle.
A lot of folks say, well, I know what you're feeling. You don't know what they're feeling unless you've been through this. All we can do is pray and ask God for comfort.
Sequoria was shot and killed in southeast Atlanta on July 4th. Atlanta police investigators say a group of armed men had set up a roadblock near the Wendy's where Rayshard Brooks was shot and killed by Atlanta police in June. According to APD, when the car Sequoria was in tried making a U-turn, at least one person in the group fired their gun and Sequoria was hit.
The 19-year-old who was arrested, who was shown on video cameras, was one of those people brandishing a gun. He says he didn't fire his gun. It was somebody else. But he won't say who it was. Why does the death of an 8-year-old, completely innocent, hadn't done anything wrong, hadn't done anything dangerous, she's riding next to her mother, and her life is taken? Why does that black life matter less than any other life, black or white? I don't understand it, not for a moment. Which brings me to basically this whole idea that we are so divided by race and everything else, there's no common reality anymore. George Will has a piece in the Washington Post, which is ricocheted around the world, and he points out that early voting begins in two states, South Dakota and Minnesota, just 61 days from Sunday. Wow. It's an amazing thing. That's from last Sunday, by the way. And what Will says is, he says, America, for the first time in its history, is pitied. Not even during the Civil War, when the country was blood-soaked by a conflict involving enormous issues, was it viewed with disdainful condescension as it now is? And not without reason. Last Sunday, writes George Will, Germany, population 80.2 million, had 159 new cases of COVID-19. Florida, population 21.5 million, had 15,300. 15,000 versus 159? Under the most, well, he goes on. And he fixes a lot of the blame on President Trump. And that's going to be something that President Trump is going to have to respond to. I mean, because right now, if people overwhelmingly have the sense that things are going wrong in this country, and the racial divisions, the ideological divisions, the failure to even accept basic reality. In other words, you have people on the left who are claiming that that the protests are really terrific. They're doing such a good job and they're moving us forward. Well, it's nonsense. We are living in a climate of fear. Everybody's afraid of somebody else. There's this story we will get to from San Francisco about a museum curator who gave a whole presentation of how they were going to get more work on the walls from female and artists of color, particularly female artists of color. And he said, smilingly, jokingly, we'll also be able to accept some new paintings from white males. So he said that. And there was a demand from the staff at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art that he should be fired. And then Steven Pinker, who was one of America's leading intellectuals, we just had him on the show. There is now an effort to cancel him. Why? What did he say? He used the term urban violence, which is supposed to be a dog whistle. A racist term. He used the term urban crime. And he also indicated that the problem with police deaths in confrontations with police has to do with the presence of guns everywhere in the hands of criminals in particular, and has to do with basically lax in police training. He was denying that it always reflects racism on the part of police officers. So for that, they want to expel him from academia, basically. We will get to that and to much, much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.